Thank you for tuning in. This is Lauren Ellerman. I'm an attorney with Frith & Ellerman in Roanoke, Virginia. Today I'm going to talk about 10 mistakes that employees make that often lead to litigation in Virginia courts. It's as close as I will get to a Letterman top 10. We have found through years of litigation experience, years of threatened lawsuits, cease and desist letters, as well as actual litigation, that most of the time when an employee is dragged into court by an ex-employer or a company, it's because one of these 10 things has happened, and unfortunately, often it's two or three of these 10 things. So we always encourage Virginia employees to pay attention before they transition from one job to another, and if you pay attention to these top 10 mistakes, hopefully we'll be able to assist you in reviewing your contract, and you won't need us to help you when you get sued for breach of contract. The first is email blunders. We live in a day and age where people are emailing all the time, you have your iPad, sometimes you have personal as well as work access to these various devices, and so we always encourage people to make sure that any single email they send, either from a work account or to someone at work, is the kind of email that you wouldn't mind your mom reading or a judge or jury reading. And let me give you an example of some inappropriate emails that have led to litigation. We have noticed that when people leave, oftentimes IT specialists are hired to come in and review an employee's past 5-6 months of email. Perhaps you send an email to a colleague at work talking about what a bleep your boss was. They don't typically like that, and so that may lead to litigation. So our advice is don't email anything from a work account or a work computer on your personal account that you wouldn't want a judge or jury to read later or that could possibly look bad on you. It would often lead to perhaps a defamation claim, a breach of fiduciary duty claim, tortious interference. Unfortunately, loose lips on email can really lead to a lot of different lawsuits being filed against an employee, even if the emails were sent in jest. So the first thing we recommend is never use work email for anything private, never use a work computer for private email, and always beware that what you email may be read by a judge later on. Number two thing that leads to litigation, social networking no-nos. We see people all the time. They're frustrated. They're ticked off. They quit a job. They go home and they write on Facebook, "I hate working for you guys. You're the biggest jerks in the world." That also can lead to a defamation claim. Or the flip side is you leave, you're so excited about your new job, you go home and you post on LinkedIn that you have this great new job. Well, it turns out it's in breach of your non-compete. Your older company didn't know about it until you advertised it on your LinkedIn page. So I typically encourage folks to have about a 6-month radio silence on all social networking sites when it comes to any information about their work, whether they're breaching their contract or not, whether they have an employee non-compete or a non-solicitation or not. I just think 6 months of being silent online will really help you when it comes to making a smooth transition. So our advice is please use your brain. Don't post anything you wouldn't want your old, current, or future boss to read. And as you may know and probably do know, your future employers are also reading what you write online. So if you're bashing your old boss online or talking about how hungover you were at the firm Christmas party, most likely other people are reading that as well. My third favorite and unfortunate frequent mistake that leads to litigation in employment cases are the thumb drive downloads. You know what I'm talking about. You're about a week away from leaving the company. You realize that your Christmas card list or perhaps something else personal is on that work computer, so you stick in a thumb drive and you just transfer a bunch of information to the thumb drive and you walk out. Well, just as they have hired IT after you leave to read your emails, they have also hired IT to see what information you took. Did you take client lists? Did you email those things to yourself? Can you possibly argue that you were entitled to those client lists? Probably not. So when it comes to a thumb drive, don't use them. Don't use them. Don't use them. Most likely, the information you want, you are not entitled to. If there is a document, like your Christmas card list or something like that, that you would like to remove from a company computer, ask permission first. Even though you created the document and it's not property of the company, you need to ask permission before you download. So that is, I would say, one of the more frequent mistakes made that leads to litigation. Number four, cocktail conversations. I see this unfortunately a lot, especially younger professionals that have had a bad experience with their current company and they're looking to move on. So you go out to cocktails, you're in Arlington after hours, there's 4 or 5 of you from work. 6 beers in, do you say to the guy sitting next to you, hey, I've got a great idea. Let's blow this joint. Let's start our own governmental contracting firm. We can underbid our current boss. We know who's hiring right now. We could save a ton of time and make a ton of money. Don't you think that's a great idea? Unfortunately, that conversation alone may have breached your fiduciary duty. You may have tortiously interfered with the business expectancy of your company. Maybe breach of contract because you may have a non-solicitation. So that conversation alone could lead to about 4 or 5 different legal actions taken against you. So I always encourage people, one, never have cocktail conversations. If you have thoughts about starting a business, do it yourself. Don't invite others along, and especially don't talk about this over alcohol, because unfortunately that typically gets back to the wrong folks. Next thing that we see all the time, unfortunately, that leads to litigation in Virginia employment cases, loose lips. You've left a company, but you know you're in a similar business and you'd really like to connect to that old customer or that old vendor or that old contact, and so you call them up and say, hey, it's me, it's Lauren, and I've started my own business and I just wanted to reconnect with you and see if maybe I could bid for the job that I bid when I was at Virginia Company LLC. That kind of thing, even if you don't have a non-compete agreement, can land you in court, because most likely you are violating some sort of trade secrets by contacting an old client, that kind of thing. So again, in addition to the 6 months radio silence I encourage online, I also encourage people to have about a 6 month radio silence when it comes to customers, vendors, clients, etc. They don't need to know where you went right away. And if you are quiet and let the transition happen, less likely chance of you getting sued. The other thing, unfortunately, I see happen all the time, people feel like if they just don't tell the whole truth about where they're going, then they'll be allowed to transition into a new job without anyone knowing, and then they won't get sued. So I've seen folks make up stories about, well, I have an ill parent and I need to take care of her, or I'm moving because I'm getting married, or I'd like to go back into the IT field and get away from consulting. Any sort of what people think is benign story that's not going to cause any harm to the company. Problem is, when you post on LinkedIn or post on Facebook or tell a mutual friend the next day, oh no, the real reason I quit is because I'm starting my own company, then your old employer thinks, gosh, she's a liar. Why is she lying to us? Clearly she's going to compete with us, and they assume the absolute worst. So I always tell people, do not lie. People sue liars. Be honest. If you are going to leave a business and you don't want them to know where you're going, you can say, I'd prefer not to tell you. If you are leaving a business and you don't know where you're going, feel free to say, I don't know where I'm going. But the last thing you want to do is tell something that can easily be proven as false. Then they assume you're hiding a bunch of other things and they come after you. Another thing that unfortunately leads many clients to the courthouse step in employment litigation is putting the cart before the horse. Planning your new business before you leave your old business. And that might include getting a website, tax ID number, talking to vendors, talking to customers. This can lead to all sorts of litigation headaches. For example, if you tell a customer, hey, you know, don't buy this product right now, I'm about to join a company and we can sell it to you a lot cheaper, you've just breached your fiduciary duty. You've likely tortiously interfered with their business expectancy, and you've probably breached your own contract. So one, you know, about 11-word sentence can lead you to 4 counts in court without blinking an eye. So I encourage people, do not plan your new business, if you are opening a new business, until you have left your old one if they are in the same industry. This typically means you need to save a little bit of money, probably 2 to 3 months of income such that you can live on, so that the day you quit, you can then rush to the State Corporation Commission and tax ID office and that kind of thing to set up your new one. But please don't have your competing business going on in the background, even if you're not taking customers, while you're working for a different company. Another thing that unfortunately leads to litigation is not having read your employment agreement or understanding it. If I hear one more person say to me, well, my non-compete isn't binding because Virginia's a right-to-work state, I'm probably going to have some sort of sad breakdown in their presence. Right-to-work has nothing to do with non-competes. Under Virginia law, non-competes are currently enforceable if they protect the legitimate business interest of the company and are not overbroad. This means, basically, your contract is deemed valid and enforceable until a judge says otherwise, and a judge will only say otherwise if, in fact, the contract is so overly harsh that you that it does not protect the legitimate business interests of the company. It really has very little to do with the employee and almost everything to do with the company. So please read your employment contracts, understand them, understand what they mean going forward and how they could actually affect you in the future. Another problem that unfortunately leads to litigation all the time is assuming that someone else will stand up for you. If you do get sued, maybe pay your fees. I see this a lot in the governmental contracting world. You know, perhaps someone is a third-party contractor for DOD. DOD really needs the work done. You're the only person at DOD that can do it, but your company's just lost the contract. So you want to go on with the new company. And you may say to me, yeah, but DOD's going to stand up for me. I can guarantee you, no one at the federal government is going to spend a week or two in depositions and in federal court to defend an employee. They would much rather you duke it out yourself and then at the end tell them whether or not you can work for them. So please do not assume a third party will stand up for you and act as if they will. It often leads you to the courthouse steps. And last but not least, not speaking to an attorney about your non-compete or about your obligations under Virginia law is also going to often lead to the courthouse steps. I see folks all the time say, well, I just assumed my non-compete wasn't valid, or I just assumed that that portion didn't apply to me. Or folks that say, I didn't know I had a fiduciary duty, or I didn't know there was a Virginia Trade Secret Act. Much of your obligations to your employers are not defined in your contract. They're defined under Virginia common law, which is not something most folks know about, so it's always important to hire an attorney who understands Virginia business tort litigation as well as common law in Virginia. Thank you so much for your time. If you would like to read more about my top 10 employee mistakes that lead to litigation, you can go to frithlawfirm.com, check out our articles, specifically our business litigation articles, or if you have any specific questions about your non-compete, you know how to reach us. You can call at 540-985-0098, email at Ellerman, Ellerman, at frithlawfirm.com, or you can also go on our website and email us directly from there. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.